Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A 36-year-old man remained jailed without bond Tuesday after authorities said he intentionally set a grass fire near the Kansas governor's mansion that burned 6 acres. Police arrested the Topeka resident while firefighters worked Monday afternoon to put out the blaze. Authorities say the man had been seen lighting the fire. The blaze never got closer to the mansion than between 200 and 300 yards. And former NFL player Steve Grant is returning to Liberal.
The Liberal Ministerial Alliance will present a Super Bowl outreach Sunday, February 12th at 5 p.m. in Liberal at Faith Tabernacle Church. Former NFL player Steve Grant will again speak during halftime of the big game. Grant played for the Indianapolis Colts 6 seasons and 1 season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The big game will be shown on a 14-foot projection screen in HD. Pizza and soft drinks will be served. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you and
you. You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced that her bills to provide affordable health care access for low-wage, hardworking Kansans were introduced on Tuesday in committees of the Kansas House and Kansas Senate. And by expanding Medicaid, Kansas taxpayers will have access to health care services they're already paying for through federal taxes. Governor Kelly said expanding Medicaid will not only provide health care to hundreds of thousands of hardworking Kansans, it will also boost our economy, strengthen rural communities, and bring hard-earned dollars back to our state. She said Kansas taxpayers have paid more than $6 billion for affordable health care coverage through federal taxes, but have yet to see a penny of that investment. And this program will be paid for with 90% federal funding beginning January 1, 2024. If Medicaid is expanded, Kansas could receive an additional $370 million in federal dollars over the next 2 years, sufficient to cover the state's share of expansion costs for up to 8 years. If the legislation is not passed in this year's budget, it could result in the loss of $70 million in state general fund savings for the next fiscal year. Fire season will be here before you know it, and despite extreme drought conditions in much of Kansas, some experts say this year the danger may not be as bad compared to years past. However, they're warning that things can change in an instant. The Kansas Fire Service reports the difference between this year's models and years past is recent moisture and the potential to warm up sooner. The Kansas Messenet Weather Data Library, along with other models, are optimistic, though Mark Neely, the state fire management officer for the Kansas Forest Service, said to take that with a grain of salt, because they've seen models in the past saying the same things. He said weather is a huge factor for wildfires, but people are also, as most fires are caused by our own actions, but there are some ways to be proactive. Clean property is a more resilient property, so make sure to remove dead vegetation and leaves away from your house and pay attention to the weather, because low humidity could cause conditions to be apt to having a big fire or a lasting fire. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced his intent to sue the Biden administration unless the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services withdraws a rule that lists lesser prairie chickens as a threatened species. In 2019, conservationists filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for failing to protect lesser prairie chickens under the Endangered Species Act. Conservationists have petitioned to list the lesser prairie chicken as threatened for over 25 years, citing agricultural development as a primary culprit of habitat loss. In November, the U.S. government announced protections for the lesser prairie chicken, a rare bird found in parts of the Midwest, including one of the country's most prolific oil and gas fields. Kobach sent the Biden administration the letter on Tuesday, stating that listing the species as endangered will have a devastating impact on Kansas ranchers, Kansas oil producers, and Kansas wind farms. In his letter, Kobach argues that the Biden administration failed to adequately consider Kansas's pre-existing and ongoing conservation and mitigation measures, such as efforts by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and private landowners to establish a relationship and implement a range-wide conservation plan. Kobach said that the rule change would require Kansas ranchers to seek the federal government's permission to shift a cattle herd to a new field, and it would also create tougher restrictions for energy pipelines, roads, and other development, including oil drilling. The final rule on the protection of lesser prairie chickens is to take effect on March 27th, and if the rule is not withdrawn, Kobach said he will pursue litigation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month and is dedicated to raising awareness about healthy and unhealthy relationships, common warning signs, and prevention efforts, as these preteen and teen years are the most crucial time for youth to begin learning the skills necessary to create and maintain healthy relationships. According to data from the CDC's 2019 Youth Risk Behavior Survey, about 1 in 12 high school students experienced physical or sexual dating violence during the 12 months before the survey was administered. Teen dating violence is recognized as a prevalent public health issue affecting millions of adolescents around the world, which not only affects youth mentally, emotionally, and physically, but their long-term health could also be impacted. Teen dating violence can include four main types of unhealthy behavior, and they are physical violence, sexual violence, psychological aggression, and stalking. You can learn more about teen dating violence through Jana's Campaign by visiting janascampaign.org or by following them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, February 6th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Rochelle, with the Norton County Hospital CFO, spoke with the commission about insurance billing. Rochelle stated that beginning next week, a new program will be implemented which will help with several of the problems that they're now experiencing. New staff has been hired for self-pay accounts, and Rochelle also reported that a prior authorization clerk has been hired due to the insurance firms having so many variances in policies. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to go into executive session at 9:20 a.m. for a period of 20 minutes for non-elected personnel and to include Rob Lawson with the Road Department and County Clerk Robert D. Wyatt. The motion passed 3-0. After the executive session, the commission returned to regular session at 9:40 a.m. with no action taken. The commission spoke with Rob about employees and time clock procedure. Employees are required to clock in a few minutes prior to working, take at least 30-minute lunch break, and to clock out. Rob informed the commission that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment inspection and line test with the fuel system at the county shop has passed. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will proceed with a license for the county. Terry Nelson spoke with the commission about Road E7, directly south of Calvert. With the closing of Highway E7, it will be the only access for Calvert Mines. Terry stated that they recently placed new fencing on the west side, however, they did a setback to allow for road construction. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development spoke with the commission on the Rural Kansas New Home Development. An impact spreadsheet was provided to the commission showing property taxes during construction, average property tax after construction, Kansas sales tax prior and after, and state and personal property tax. 4 concept site plans were submitted for review from Olson Engineering, and the site plans gave a good idea of what was possible on the development site. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the January 31st, 2023 minutes, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. And with no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until February 13th, 2023. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Love is in the air at Russ's Jewelry in downtown Norton. Russ has a huge inventory of heirloom quality jewelry to fit any budget. This Valentine's Day, get her gems and semi-precious stones and rings and pendants. Or, if it's time to take that next step, check out the large selection of engagement rings and wedding sets. Russ's Jewelry, located at 101 West Main, wants to help you make this Valentine's Day one to remember, so stop in today.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose again in January to a reading of 130, 4 points above its 2022 year-end index value. The January survey results also pushed the index 34% above its 2022 low point, which occurred last June. The barometer's modest rise in January was primarily attributable to better expectations for the future, as the Future Expectations Index rose 5 points to 127, while the Index of Current Conditions, with a value of 136, changed little compared to December. The Financial Performance Index dropped to 93 this month, down from 109 in December, but that primarily reflects producers being asked to look ahead to 2023 and compare it to 2022 rather than comparing 2022 to 2021. Of the 400 respondents, 22% expect to have a larger farm operating loan than in 2022, which is down somewhat from last January, when 27% of respondents expected to have a larger operating loan. And scientists with USDA's Agricultural Research Service are developing new tests to identify and track the COVID virus in wild and domestic animals. Funded by the American Rescue Plan, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is implementing $300 million to conduct monitoring and surveillance of susceptible animals for the COVID virus. Through the initiative, ARS, in partner with APHIS, is conducting 5 research projects to improve its understanding of the virus and to help APHIS accomplish its goal of building an early warning system to prevent and potentially limit the next zoonotic disease outbreak or global pandemic. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitec horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A strong low-pressure system is getting together in the southern plains, and that'll pass by eastern Kansas this afternoon into tomorrow and bring rain to our eastern counties and showers in the central areas. That'll be followed by a cold front tomorrow and a northerly flow that may kick up some rain or snow showers late Thursday into Friday, just about statewide. Still fairly mild today, but the cold front will bring in chilly air to the western high plains tomorrow and for the whole state on Friday. It's not an Arctic system, so daytime highs will stay about average or maybe a little bit below. On the map, heading into the afternoon, our low is over eastern Oklahoma and slowly moving northward while developing into a pretty strong system. Showers are moving into our southeastern counties, and rain or showers will be spreading over all of eastern Kansas and maybe into the central areas by late afternoon. Mostly 40s and 50s on today's highs, and then by tonight, the low is over southern Missouri. Rain looks likely for eastern Kansas, and as the temperature cools, we'll get a mix of rain and snow possible in the central counties. We'll stay dry in the western high plains. Looking at Thursday, we'll get scattered clouds and gusty wind as cooler air moves into the state. Wind will be out of the north at 15 to 25 miles per hour for much of tomorrow. Cool high pressure will take over our weather pattern. Return flow from the north could spread some snow showers across our state late Thursday into early Friday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 40s with mid to upper 20s overnight, upper 40s to low 50s north central, and tonight we're in the low 30s. Mid to upper 40s northeast and low 30s for the overnight hours. For the southwestern counties, low 50s for this afternoon. Tonight we're in the upper 20s. Mid to upper 40s south central, upper 20s and low 30s overnight. Low to mid 40s southeast, and tonight we're in the low 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way